Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
I always like to hear the lovely contrails of the musical dogs who bring us into a focus on your pets and the life and times of one Warren Eckstein, who is the author of Memoirs of a Pet Therapist. As America's leading animal expert, he has spent a lot of time training dogs and finding out what you need to know about your dog, et cetera, et cetera. So, Warren Eckstein, up next here.
Today on App Check, Hipstamatic makes your digital photos look analog with blurry, oversaturated, discolored images. $2 for a crappy picture? I don't get it. Hipstamatic. Struck out.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Want a way to calm your kid down and teach him patience at the same time? Well, maybe you ought to consider giving your kid music lessons. It can work wonders on your child's academic skills and mental health, too. Here's the science of it.
Everybody ready for music?
No doubt about it. Music can help any child with motor control issues. Piano lessons, or actually any music lesson for that matter, teaches children rhythm, patience, and concentration. Also, it teaches teamwork through school orchestras and marching bands. And get this, music lessons facilitate reading skills, eye-to-hand gross and fine motor skills, and the ability to sit still. What's the cheap psychological trick? Music naturally creates many of the same skills that other children achieve temporarily through pharmaceuticals. More info at drbuff.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Pet expert Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show, which you can check out every weekend, broadcasting around the country to hundreds of radio stations. He's a very cool guy. I like to consider him a friend. I know he was Charlotte's friend, and he will be your pet's best friend just because of the extensive knowledge that he has. I don't know what attracted me to this. I was on Amazon last week, and I was looking for something, and because I've purchased books before about dogs and pets, this book came up called Cold Noses at the Pearly Gates. It's a book that was written by Gary Kurz, who has had the experience that all of us have had, losing a pet. But he offers a great deal of hope for those who have lost. When will I see? I saw a posting actually on Facebook, I think, Warren, a couple of weeks ago, suggesting that we all should understand what the Rainbow Bridge is.
It's important, especially, you know, a lot of children have questions about what happens to their pet when their pet passes away.
Oh, yeah.
So anything that helps explain, and I think the Rainbow Bridge was originally written to help children understand the concept of bridging one life towards another life. So I think any book that will help people get through it, because people are devastated when they lose their pets.
I had Meredith got me a couple of tapes when Charlotte died that I still listen to. And there's a book that I found also last year called The Grief Recovery Handbook for Pet Loss, which focuses on whether you've got dogs or cats or horses or whatever your pet may be. It's very handy. So I would recommend both those books, Cold Noses at the Pearly Gates and The Grief Recovery Handbook for Pet Loss. Both of them you can get on Amazon.
And one tip, Doug, that's real important for those people that are really having a difficult time getting through the loss of their pet: most humane organizations and rescue organizations do have grief counselors trained specifically to help people get through it.
Right. There's a posting on Facebook and other social media focusing on Canine Advantix, which has been used in place of Frontline. Apparently it's been used, and this particular woman writes about how her dog reacted to it. She had a 20-pound dog, and the dog got very sick, and they had to bring him to the vet and spent $1,000 going, what do you know, the effect of the kidneys? You know anything about this?
I've been hearing more and more. Yeah, I've been hearing more and more about it. Many of my listeners were talking about it. The concept twofold. Number one, the dogs either reacted to it, or number two, there was no reaction and didn't help with the fleas. And some people are suggesting that the formulas, when you buy them at a pet store versus your veterinarian, the formulas may actually be different. So that's
really
something you need to take into consideration.
Right. This dog had to be on an IV for 48 hours. All kinds of stuff. Get the advice from your pet, because from your vet, because more often than not, the vets have done blood work and they'll know what your pet can assume or take. Warren Eckstein here from the Pet Show at 59 past the hour.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.